Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, what is your favorite George Carlin joke? 877-881-1053. And there's a good chance we can't read any of them on air on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. But it is Cowboys game day, gentlemen. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. It's Cowboys game day. We're going to go through what you need to know, and we're going to ask the question, how are you going to kill time before Monday Night Football? Does Monday Night Football impact your productivity?
Never.
Well,
until tonight.
Okay.
Like today it will.
Oh no.
But typically it doesn't.
Okay.
Like, no, okay, hold on. Keep going.
When the Cowboys are playing, and maybe you didn't have this job.
I started on this one.
You did. If you didn't have this job as a profession,
right?
Were you ever distracted when the Cowboys were on Monday or Thursday Night Football?
Cowboys, absolutely. And Kevin, did Peyton Manning come back from like 40 points down a Monday night game? He came back from like an insurmountable number and won the game. And we were like, what is happening? That affected
my... used to play for the Broncos. Yeah. That seems to be their MO.
That affected my my day the next day because I had to stay up a little later that night. But yeah, typically it doesn't. But when the Cowboys play, yes, it's definitely... changes everything. I do have a couple things I got to do after the show today. Mm-hmm. I got to hit the gym too. Mm-hmm. I just finished the workout program that I was set up on, and now I got to come up with a new one today before I go to the gym. So good luck to me.
Oh,
so yeah,
I can help you out.
Thank you. There he is. That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy right there. Look at him, dude. He's jacked.
Alec, before you had this job,
yes,
were you ever distracted when the Cowboys played later on a weekday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I was slinging milk cartons and stuff in a dairy freezer, so anytime I could sneak the phone out and, you know, watch the game, outside of a freezing freezer, that was always my nice little escape, you know, burn one of those 15-minute breaks, and that would somehow magically turn into 25 minutes because I would lose track of time. Absolutely, yeah, it was so hard to stay focused on game day.
And that's why I always assumed that he was in the 4-H club, because of that milk thing.
Okay.
But now I know better now.
From the 8 side question, did you ever recognize a person on the back of the milk carton when they did that? Me neither. From the 817, I just got back from Finland. I have tickets to tonight's game. Is anybody going to be broadcasting from the stadium pregame? I can, in fact, tell you that the G-Bag Nation will be starting their show at 2 o'clock. They'll be at the broadcast booth at AT&T Stadium. And then at 4 o'clock, Chiafalo and Broadus are going to be live from the Miller Lite West Plaza at AT&T Stadium. So we got you on lockdown. If you want to just say, screw the rest of my job and just go down there and start to party. I don't know if you can like actually get into the stadium yet. Obviously, you cannot. But you can start pregaming responsibly if that is what you want to do. From the 682, not everybody is in a positive direction, though. I'm going to the game. I have my brown bag ready if they lose. Oh, well, that doesn't sound positive. From the 817, I'm killing time at work right now. And that's what I've always wondered. Are people just killing time, thinking about the sporting event that's coming up, thinking specifically about the Cowboys game that's coming up tonight? And then how much of a wrinkle did that throw in there when you found out that Jacoby Brissett is, in fact, going to start? And then you got the vague thing of if Kyler Murray, who is questionable, can go, he could have a role, which is a lot of qualifications put on there. If he's good to go, he may have a role, but you get Jacoby Brissett back there as a starter, which feels like it goes antithetical to everything we had heard throughout the week that Kyler was progressing, look good, got those Call of Duty jokes in there, look good, and then bam, Jacoby Brissett.
It's kind of screwed me over, Kevin, because for fantasy football purposes, Baker Mayfield is on a bye this week, and I needed somebody to get me at least 30 points. So I said, Cowboys will give up 30 points.
True.
So I went and got Kyler Murray.
Oh.
And then I found out he was out. So then I went and got Sam Darnold.
Oh, so you were set by halftime.
By halftime, things worked out for me. I'm very curious as to the difference in planning for this specific quarterback. This specific quarterback seems to like the tight end a little bit more. I know that Murray does really well with McBride. But it seems like Brissett feels very comfortable with him as a target a lot of times. So that kind of changes and alters that a little. And he hasn't really had a good connection with Marvin Harrison Jr. yet. Could this be the panacea?
Okay.
It's the show word now.
It's the show of panacea. But actually, I wonder if you'll take more of a look at Zay Jones as a possibility. Because I know he only got a couple of catches in the game before, but those two catches with Brissett went for 67 total yards. His five catches the week before went for 79 yards. He's averaging more than 20 yards per reception.
Wow.
In these last two games with Jacoby Brissett. So when you were talking about the kind of connection or maybe somewhat lack thereof with Marvin Harrison Jr., just take a look so far at Zay Jones, because Zay Jones has really been able to take advantage of the defenses in the last 2 weeks. He has four catches for more than 20 yards. Well, at least he's not going up against a Cowboys defense that likes.
They'll be fine. I'm sure this plays. Is the night, Kevin. This is the night that everything, all the plans for the Cowboys will come true.
Is it?
There's no way I could do that. Like, no way I could predict that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And no. If you did, I mean, I would want to know more about your confidence level that has led to that. From the 210, I'm surprised this is still going. Unfortunately, I'm a YouTube TV subscriber, and they're having a spat with Disney ESPN, and I can't watch. So here's the thing that I would throw out there. I do believe if you can get some sort of antenna, there's always an over-the-air option for local fans.
Shortwave radios?
No, not. Well, obviously, you can listen to it for free right here on 105.3 The Fan. But if you feel like you have to watch it on TV and you have the access or want to go get like an antenna or something, I remember Mike did that for Mavericks games, there's always an over-the-air option for regular TV, I do believe.
Oh, wow. Regular TV. The way you said it sounded so condescending.
It was not
for regular
TV. It was not meant to be.
Doesn't matter if it was meant to be or not. It's the way that it came across. 877-881-1053. How'd you feel when he said regular?
This would TV? Be far from the first time the normal inflection of my voice has gotten me in trouble.
Dude, listen, I need to tell you a story real quick. I know we're doing Cowboys content here, but there was a time when the boss walked in and was like, Corey, I need a little more out of you, a little more oomph. And I was like, what? And he goes, well, because when every time Kevin talks, he sounds like he's being sarcastic. And I was like, oh, he goes, whatever he says already sounds a little offensive. And I was like,
oh,
well,
man.
Here we go. But you know what? I think that's worked for us. I think that's worked in our favor ever since.
It works less in my actual life when I tell my wife that, oh, you look nice. I have to like make sure to be like, but like, I really mean that. Just remember, that's just the way that I talk. From the 945, Kevin, I'm pre-gaming at work. Crack them if you got them. Woo! Depending on if you work for yourself or you're the boss or what your manager's policy is. I don't want a whole plethora of people saying, well, you know, KNC, they told me to crack him if I got him. So I opened up this drawer filled with ice and just took out some beers, and then I got fired. I don't want that to happen.
I say enjoy your day. You know, it's going to be on your mind. It's going to be there mixing around throughout the entire day. And here's the thing, though, Kevin. When the Cowboys are good, you're excited about it.
Sure.
This is an uneasy feeling that the Cowboys have us in because I can't guarantee a win tonight.
And that's the thing for some people that's a positive. I didn't even think about this. From the 682, I'm going to the game. There are a lot of cheap tickets on the resale market. They're the best prices that I've seen in years. And then for some people, it was even more economical. From the 940, I'm going to the game because I won tickets from Sean and RJ, baby. Let's go.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
By the way, if you do want to bid on our table for Jared Sandler's Sandlot Children's Charity event that's coming up, Swinging for a Cause, DM Alec Medford. Where at, Alec?
At Alec on the radio on literally anything. Or if you're on Facebook, Alec Medford, you'll find me.
There you go. That's the best way to do it. You can call in. You can absolutely call in. But the best way to do it is to hit him up. And then you have a contact for life.
That's a good point.
Think about that for a second.
Now we can be friends.
You can reach out to Alec anytime and just be like, hey, I got thoughts.
And you know, we are getting helpful thoughts across the board from the 469, Channel 39, Telemundo. You can watch it on there. From the 817, Fubo will offer a 5-day free trial. Now, I have
Fubo.
Okay.
I like Fubo.
I always wonder with that if people have used up their free trial and they're like, hey, there's this movie or there's this whatever that I want to watch. Because I have been defeated by this numerous times because I like to save money. I love the free trial. And so I'll like go be like, oh, yeah, I really want to watch this movie. And then I'll try to do the free trial, and it's like, oh, would you like to resubscribe? You already used your free trial. And I was like, dang it, previous Kevin, you screwed me again.
That's why you need multiple email addresses.
Oh, yeah.
So you could, you already have multiple
emails? And then, like, so sometimes you have to tell your wife to check her phone so she can give you the code that you need to log in because now you're on your third email address because you use your personal email address. You use your work email address because that's just common sense to get your free trials.
And you then have three, I have three kids.
Oh, so do they all have email addresses?
All the email addresses I made up for them.
Ooh, interesting.
Goober64, Goober65, Goober67.
What happened to... Never mind. From the 817, I'm playing against the Cowboys defense, and I have Jake Ferguson. I'm down by 20 points. I'm just saying, I need Dak to go to him the entire game and for the defense to give up about 40. It's possible. I mean, you have seen both of those things play out on multiple occasions already this season.
Yeah. No, this is the most wildly unpredictable Cowboys team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that I can guarantee about it, offensively or defensively. There was no way you were going to say that the Cowboys were going to tie the Packers in a game.
No.
That scored 40 points in overtime. No, nobody. And the reason that it happened was because football bounced off a guy's foot.
Yeah.
Instead of directly under the ground.
We would have won that game.
Would have won that game.
From the 201, I feel your pain, Kevin. I have resting sarcastic face and voice too. It's not easy. The face doesn't help either. It really doesn't. From the 214. Oh, and the 682. Sling TV does 1-day passes for $5.
Like over. Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. So if you're like, it's worth $5 a month or $5 to watch the Cowboys game.
That's not bad.
Or again, I mean, you can listen for free.
It is free out there.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm not taking shots at people with regular TV.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with an over-the-air signal. I was trying to help people out.
Terrestrial. Is that what you called it?
From the 817, I'm down 20 in my fantasy with only Pickens left to play.
Dude.
I'm not exactly confident.
So I was having a bad day yesterday. Having a bad day in fantasy. Woke up this morning, I'm down by 2 points, and I got Javonte tonight, and he's done. My team's done. The other guy's done.
Oh, okay.
I'm so excited. I'm about to take the lead.
Okay, but listening to this morning, we're going to need the Cowboys to score like 60 points because one person needs Ferguson, the other person needs Pickens, you need Javonte.
I need 30 yards.
Yeah.
I need or a catch for 20 yards.
Yes.
That's 3 points right there.
Okay.
Well, I just need 3 points and I'm good.
You can.
He can sit out the rest of the game after that.
Okay. Well, in terms of.
And then all these other people, Ferguson, the game. They can get all their catches in.
Okay. But you still want the Cowboys to win the game, right?
Of course. I don't want to walk in here tomorrow and do a show after a loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Of course that matters second to my fantasy team.
Lies. Mm. All right, so let's go ahead and load up pressure against the Cardinals tackles. And just remember that you need to guard Trey McBride.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a feeling there will be at least two plays.
Who's in charge of guarding him, you think?
Eberflus. That's an easy question. That's stupid. My prediction
on the field.
Oh yeah,
Eberflus is out there like, so I got Eberflus. Him, guys.
So there'll be at least two plays tonight where I predict we'll be thinking that the Cowboys forgot that McBride is on the field, and they'll just throw it to him, and you'll be like, "Whoa, what was that? Who the hell was supposed to be covering him?"
I'm noting this.
At least two plays where you think that the Cowboys might have forgot that McBride was on the team. But I do have positive news for you. Dak Prescott, he was talking about Monday Night Football. He's like, everybody's watching. I love it. On Monday Night Football, Dak Prescott is 5-1. Career passer rating, 121.5. That's second, only behind Lamar Jackson. And Dak coming off a loss, 31-14-1. That's the fifth best record for a QB coming off a loss since he came into the league, behind Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Tom Brady. It is amazing, just as long as we're on that, how many like regular season statistics that you see Dak in this like really elite category with all these other like what we all think is elite players. And then you get into the playoffs and he's like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, nowhere to be found with any of those
Well,
players.
Because the Kevin, I don't know if you know this or not, the teams are better in the playoffs.
Yes.
They're better.
Yes, they are.
And they don't play enough Monday night games in the playoffs.
Oh, that's great.
Obviously.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
You get one. And then you got to move on. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Dodgers, Blue Jays, and one of the greatest games we've ever seen. Next on The Fan.
Bounces one up the middle. Bits to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You got to knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
That game was bananas. Honestly, with all due respect to the first eight innings, I feel like you could pick up in the ninth inning just fine and feel like you got most of the experience. Where do you gentlemen want to start with the Dodgers, Blue Jays, and one of the greatest games we've ever seen? And Corey, I thought about this throughout game seven, much like I told you, that statistic had dominated my brain.
Yep.
For 2 weeks, about in the last four World Series between a team that swept in the ALCS and the LCS and a team that went the full seven, the team that won the full seven had won the last four of them. And so for a game that Toronto controlled pretty much the entirety of the way until the final parts were really, really mattered, I thought they were going to pull it out. But that game was an all-time great game to cap what, and we talked about this after, I think it's game four. Is this going to go down as an all-time great World Series? And I'm not saying it has to be the best. I don't need you to decide right now. But does it seem fair to say that this will go down as an all-time great World Series? Not necessarily the best, but as no,
As I was tweeting it out on Friday night, I was like, A, I love baseball. B, this game should go down as epic.
Yes.
Like the game itself created. But yeah, Kevin, the back and forth nature of it, the fact that Toronto did what they did on the road, the games, the effort you got from Yamamoto alone, like that in itself is astounding, that you got those kinds of outings from him multiple times. And then he was like, yeah, no days rest. I got you. It's the freaking World Series, guys. This is what I do. Kevin, I do want to add, though, like Jeff Hoffman, unfortunate, you know, that he wasn't able to close this series out for Toronto.
I'm also sad that Don Mattingly still can't get a ring.
Did he never win one with the Yankees?
Nope.
Never won one as a bench coach?
Nope.
Never won one as a first base or third base coach?
The answer is still no to whatever.
Is it because of that thing he did with the Simpsons?
No. But I really thought that was the thing afterwards, is he's kind of like the anti-Magic Johnson, is he's been so close so many freaking times. But you mentioned Yamamoto. Just go back to game six for 1 second, because I know that's not really what we're going to talk about a lot here. But six innings pitched, which was, you know, like two for him. And he gave up one run again and six strikeouts. And then, like you said, he comes back the very next day and he pitches outstanding. I didn't even stick around to see them announce the MVP, because I was like, well, obviously it would be stupid if it was anybody but Yamamoto. But I want to go back to the play that broke this game open initially. And then I thought that was kind of going to be the way it went for the rest of the game. Go ahead and give me cut number one, will you please?
Fly ball deep center. Edmund's going back. The ball is going long. Three-run home run. Full of a shot.
Dude, and think about this for a minute, too. Like, he couldn't run earlier in the game. So, he hits a home run so that he can, you know, get around the bases. But he could have scored another run earlier that would have changed this completely. Like, that's tough. But it was kind of amazing just watching the two former big leaguer sons doing what they were doing on the biggest stage.
Look, and I know the Dodgers probably could have felt the same way. These two teams in Game 7 combined to go 4-for-28 with runners in scoring position.
Dang, dude.
The Dodgers were 1-for-11 because you saw a lot of home runs in this game. And then the Blue Jays were 3-for-17.
Yeah.
But for most of the game, it looked like Toronto had him at arm's length for most of the way. Top of the sixth, Dodgers put a run back up after scoring in the fourth, and it's 3-2. Then the Blue Jays immediately respond, and they kind of kept that cushion. Then the Dodgers get a run in the top of the eighth, and it's going to make for a dramatic ninth inning, which is what you want, right?
Yeah.
And so you go, it's 4-3. It's the top of the ninth. That place is rocking.
Electric.
And rolling, man. And then go ahead and give me cut three. It is amazing to hear just the place go almost silent.
Drilled to left field and deep and gone! No way! Miguel Rojas!
And can you play it one more time? The kind of dreadful, like, oh, that you can almost hear in the background.
Drilled to left field and deep and gone.
See, can you hear?
Kevin, I was sitting there literally before Hoffman. I was bragging about you, Savage.
Yeah,
and just telling Adrian all I was. Hey, listen, you got to understand what this moment is for this guy right now. And then he gives up one to Muncy that went real far, and I was like, oh no, like this isn't great. And so then that moment happens, and Rojas, who like Kevin. Was it game six? Dave Roberts said, I'm not going to let a World Series go by without getting Rojas in.
Yes.
And then he turns out to be a hero for you in game seven. What an amazing
moment. A couple of different times. And so I love the call too, because the no way. I think that's like what we were all feeling in that moment. And I just want to throw this out there from the 817. Did y'all see the stat that Will Smith has been on the last six World Series winning teams? That is true.
A Will Smith.
It's not the same guy. It's two different people.
Was the same one three
in a row?
In a row. So then this Will Smith has now won three of the last six.
Correct. Okay. So this Will Smith was 2020, 24, and 25. And it was other Will Smith, who came through here, obviously, that won it in 21, 22, and 23. So I don't know what's weirder. The fact that somebody named Will Smith has won six straight, but like it's been across, what, three or four different teams, and it's two different guys.
Pretty generic name, though.
Okay. Hey.
It's not like it's Alec Medford.
Okay, but think about it. That's true.
Kevin Hoagland.
That is wrong.
Okay.
Hoagland.
Can we get both of those Will Smiths on our team next year? Because then it feels like it's a lock.
You win two World Series at once.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. Is that too much?
Oh, and that will a negative number and a negative number cancels it out.
Two negatives equals positive.
All right. Well,
two positives equal a negative.
So then it's tied again. And I thought this game was over. We're going to go to cut number four. I really did think the game was over because the Dodgers outfield was playing shallow. And when you saw this play, I immediately got a text from Ruben because I had really teased Ruben when we were at our former coworker, when we were at the Dodgers game, because he kept talking about Andy Páez. And I was like, seems like it's Pages. And he came up, and I go, I'll tell you what, if he hits a home run here, I'll call him Páez. And he did hit a home run, and I was like, all right, Páez it is. So as soon as his catch got made, he texted me, and he was like, Páez. And it was amazing. But go ahead and hit cut number four, because then you can hear the excitement. I thought it was going to land. World Series over because they were playing shallow.
Fly ball to left field. Hernandez on the run with Páez over his head. Sends game seven to the 10th.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, again, it seemed like every inning had something.
Yeah, it seemed like for a minute every out.
Yes. And that is, like, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. That is the nature of game sevens, is go to basketball every possession.
Right.
In hockey, every time the puck is in your zone. Every game sevens just create this. Every moment is so big, and that's why, like, Ohtani not having a great outing to start was kind of
right.
Like, and Max Scherzer looking pretty damn good,
right?
Like, he was gassing 100 miles an hour. I was like, the hell's going on here? Like, that every single moment, that one right there, significant play,
and it was a great catch, but man. He just trucked his teammate right there, which I'm sure his teammate's fine with that now, but if he wouldn't have got the ball, he'd be like, hey, D, I was going to catch that.
There's a whole bottle of champagne to rub that one off.
Is that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How you would have phrased that?
Make it feel better.
Okay.
Guess what?
All right.
Ooh, there's scores.
Nah, Kyle Brandt is not going to save you from that corner.
You're doing great. He's like, hey, I'm ready to talk about the Bears and the Bengals game. And so all of these things are happening. You have the play at the plate with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and it was really interesting to hear him talk about that afterwards, because you can look at that play and say, like, if Isaiah Kiner-Falefa would have had even a respectable lead off of third base, he would have scored and they would have won the World Series. And so I was kind of thinking, like, man, IKF's going to take some heat off of that. But then he was talking about it after the game, and he said that they told him and the other guys on base, keep a tight lead because you don't want to get doubled off.
Yeah.
Because you were still in a situation. I mean,
it's true. That is true.
And for half a second, I thought that it was a mistake maybe for the Dodgers to be playing in, because I thought you might be able to induce a double play ground ball. And when they got that ball at first, I thought they were going to go for the double play, but then you saw how far in their infield was. And once again, Rojas getting things done, fires it to the plate. That play was insane. And I also thought that Will Smith had lifted his foot off of home plate all the way. Because when I saw it, he was like,
at
out.
First, yeah.
And then, do you ever feel like the replay crews are trying to tell you something? Like, you see this a lot in football. They'll keep talking, and the replay crew goes back to it. And I'm like, hey, guys, he wants you to talk about how that might have been a drop out of bounds or something like that.
A lot of times, and I don't know, I haven't been in the director's truck in a long time, or the truck, but I feel like the director's like, hey, did I see that right? And
yes.
Then they want to see it, and they're like, play it. Let's watch. Because they know that there's an audience out there thinking like you. You know, there's somebody out there that's going, hey, I want to see that. Can you please play it? Like in college football, I hate that a lot of times college football doesn't play the replay I want to see.
Right.
Like, come on, guys, what are we doing here?
Right. They played exactly the replay that I wanted to see. I thought it was great camera work. Initially, I thought he did lift his foot off of home plate, and I didn't see it getting back on. And I just thought, how anticlimactic, like I'm sure the fans would be okay either way, was it going to be when a replay review was reversed to win the World Series? That's what I really was sitting there. I was like, they're going to reverse
this. We're
going to
have
this. Something
like that happen at some
point.
Oh,
sure. Absolutely.
Have we not already had a game decided that way?
Probably, but the one I remember the most is they did a replay review in like a 5-set match in the finals of the Australian Open. And Federer beat Nadal on a replay. I think it was Nadal, maybe it was Djokovic, but it was weird and anticlimactic. And that's what I thought. I thought Toronto's about to win the World Series on a reversal. And then they give you all kinds of great angles, and you're like, oh crap. I think he might have got like the edge of his spike back on.
Oh.
And it was just unbelievable. And the crazy moments go on and on and on. And then you go ahead and give me cut number 5 as well, because this ended up being the game winner.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in game 7.
So I don't know if you have a particular thought, and maybe we could talk about this later, but MLB.com ranked the craziest plays from game 7. Is there... What was the single craziest play? Because I know there's like 8 of them.
I'm going to have to say the Yamamoto was out there is a crazy play.
I need a specific play.
Then I'll go with the Max Muncy home run. It just wasn't supposed to happen for me.
Okay.
Like that home run was not supposed to. Savage was out there doing dominant things, and I was not expecting that moment to happen.
So, and for me, I think it would probably be the Páez catch. That was 2nd on the list.
Did he run an entire football field to get there?
He ran so far. because they were...
It was such a
But deep. Good on Dave Roberts for making those adjustments. The Páez catch was 2nd on MLB.com's list. The Rojas cut down to get to the plate.
Wow.
Was 3rd. And then Rojas again, tying it with the home run in the 9th, was the number 1. You just felt the energy sucked out of that building. It was an all-time great game. If you think 2016 was better, which I might, just because it felt like the stakes were higher with the Cubs and the Guardians or Cleveland trying to win it, but this game was awesome.
I did still love the whole, like, Jimenez, like, the fact that he tried to knock a ball down and then got hit in the hand. Like,
yes.
That's still funny to me. Like,
yes.
This, again, wild.
We didn't, yeah, and we'll get to that later.
Let's run it back. Let's do it again.
Okay, because we didn't even talk about, to your point, the bench is clearing.
Yeah, let's get the Rangers in this one next time, though.
Okay, will do.
Let's get Tony Beasley and Mike Maddox in there.
Oh, but I have Marcus Semien as positive. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk about the biggest showdown of the NFL weekend and a pair of massive upsets next right here on The Fan.
17 seconds left. Here it's a 3rd and 8. And Allen throws wide open. It's Kincaid and a Buffalo touchdown.
Let's talk a little bit more about the biggest showdown of the NFL weekend that was, plus a couple of massive upsets. Would you like to start with the upsets? Would you like to start with Chiefs Bills as we are, what, T-minus 8 hours and 30 minutes away from kickoff between the Cowboys and the Cardinals right here on 105.3 The Fan?
Did you think that the Chiefs were going to come back at the end of that game? Whenever
yes.
they were like, hey, we got the ball. We
yes.
can do this. I was like, there's 41 seconds or whatever left, and Mahomes has an opportunity
to do
this.
You know what? I did, but I also thought that field goal was going to be good. I know
Yeah.
I know it was drifting a bit to the right, But those, man, props to those Buffalo fans sitting behind the uprights who could see the trajectory much better. Because I was like, man, I'm kind of surprised they're not fired up. And then it just kept like drifting. And then a bong hit the upright. And it makes a crazy noise every time. I know it's because it's
doink
mic'd
or double
up.
Doink. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's mic'd up. But as soon as that, I was like, all right, are they going to go for two?
Dude.
You know, when they score the inevitable touchdown.
Josh Allen was so good in this game. James Cook was so good in this game. And it just, dude, there was a third down throw that Josh Allen made down the middle. It was just like he made the perfect throw. And he was, what, 23 of 26 in this game, Kevin?
And we will talk about that in a second. Oh, okay. That's incredible.
Now, he was exceptional. The Bills defense made it very difficult on Patrick Mahomes throughout the entire night. He only, 15 completions.
Okay, so those two both made history yesterday in opposite ways. You mentioned Josh Allen, 23 of 26. Incredible. 88.5% passing completion rate. That breaks the Bills record that was held by him already. So Josh Allen breaks his own record. All right. Thumbs up. Patrick Mahomes, 15 of 34. That is 44.1% completion percentage. He had never had a regular season game with lower than a 50% completion percentage.
Really?
And here he has a 44.1% completion percentage.
He did have a 4th-and-17 conversion also,
yes,
which was the longest of his career. So that was a nice thing to happen there.
And I really thought when he chucked the ball downfield and it got to about the 6-yard line, I thought off the deflection for just a second. It looked like it was deflected into a Kansas City receiver. And I was like, what the hell?
Of course it happens. Yeah, no, I definitely thought that too. They were missing Pacheco. That's for sure. I know Kareem Hunt had a really good, you know, he was powerful whenever he had his opportunities, but they definitely,
Rasheed Rice can still stretch the field.
Yeah, they definitely missed him. And yeah, Rasheed Rice, yeah, his speed, he loves speed. Loves speed a lot.
He does.
And he's very reckless.
And he doesn't
at times.
Like to look back.
Yeah. But there were some, this is interesting because this is a regular season game that played out like a playoff game. And even to the point where, go back and look, somebody posted this morning, Kevin, a pass off into the flats that the Chiefs love to run, that the Bills completely stole from them. They were like, "That we're running that play too." And it was huge and successful. They played a very good game, but does it matter whenever you get into the postseason? This game doesn't matter anymore.
So the only reason it can matter is if the season ended today, aside from causing mass confusion and Fred and Blake be ready to go on tonight, the Chiefs would be out of the playoffs. Now, I don't think, I mean, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think any of us believe they won't make the playoffs. I don't believe that. You don't think they'll miss the playoffs, do you?
Well, I'm trying to figure out here because Denver is cruising, man.
Right.
So,
especially in the fourth quarter, they're like the Dodgers. They're like, meh, we'll show up when it matters.
Yeah.
And then they win. But it was Jacksonville last night that withstood the 2-point conversion that kept them ahead of the Chiefs for now.
And, I mean, the Chargers are at the top of that division.
Yeah.
Buffalo and the Patriots are two there. I mean, there is a small window that they could be out, Kevin.
And so you are using logic, which usually I always abide by. This is the one instance where I'm throwing logic out the window and I'm like, I just can't see the Chiefs not making the playoffs.
Okay.
But I'm ignoring logic to get to that point.
I understand.
So, but you're right, because do you know now, I believe the Bills have won either 5 or 6 straight regular season games against the Chiefs.
Really?
Think about that. And when Josh Allen was being interviewed, and you could tell he was like, I don't care. Like, let's play him in the playoffs and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what did he say at the end? He was like, we got one more play than they did, and that's all that matters.
Yes,
now.
Yes. But you could tell he also wanted to, like, go sing or just get off the field and think about the playoffs.
You see the moment when he tried out for his acting career.
Oh, no.
When he was sliding and somebody touched his helmet and he was like, oh, my God, you murdered me. And then he's got up laughing like, okay, I was just joking.
Y'all know. Do you want to pivot to the two upsets of the two huge upsets of the weekend.
Sure.
Do you want to go Panthers Packers first or Vikings Lions?
Let's go Vikings Lions first, because JJ McCarthy had moments where I was like, is he an NFL quarterback? And then he had other moments where I was like, he is the best NFL quarterback.
That is a great description. So Detroit was favored by 8.5 in this game. Now, on the one hand, J.J. McCarthy was not efficient whatsoever. 14 of 25 for 143 yards. So 56% for 143 yards. But the flip side of that is, what's the point of the game? Score points and win. And McCarthy scored three touchdowns, two through the air, and he ran in for another one. And look, when the game was on the line, he had a great pass to get a first down and allow the Vikings to go ahead and kneel that game out. So he made the plays when it mattered, not particularly efficient. And I think that's what you're going to get for a while. There are times that JJ McCarthy looks amazing. There are other times where you're like, oh, so you're just going to be a Jag for your entire career.
And I mean, it was his first game back after a long stretch. So obviously him being out there was him getting his legs under himself. Jameson Williams, Kevin, I know he wanted to be a better receiver. He wanted more targets.
They said they were going to get him more involved in the offense.
Think about this for a second, though. More involved means what?
Passing the ball.
He had six targets. St. Brown still had 13 targets. Hmm. Now, that being said, it was the boogeyman did his job, Alec.
No.
He said, hey, I'm going to draw up a defense that Jared Goff cannot figure out. And Jared Goff struggled. He got sacked five times. I know JJ got sacked five times too, but it just seemed like every time I looked up, Jared Goff was panicking for his life.
And look, so many things ended up clicking for the Vikings to win this game and for the Vikings to win this game on the road. You just mentioned the defensive accolades. We talked about McCarthy with his three touchdowns. The Vikings also started the game with a 61-yard return on the opening kickoff, and then they blocked a field goal and returned it 41 yards. So all three phases, boom, 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 on point for the Vikings. They get the upset win. But that was only the second biggest point spread upset win yesterday. The Green Bay Packers. Well, they literally, unfortunately for them, added injury to insult. I know normally it goes the other way around. Green Bay was favored by 13.5 points. Tucker Kraft was ruled out of the game after suffering a knee injury, after which Matt LaFleur said it doesn't look good. And I believe they are supposed to have more tests this morning, and we have gotten confirmation that it is going to be a torn ACL, and he is going to be out.
Thinks he was having a really good season
the year.
And I had a play on him. He did not get the yards I needed. So yet again, the highs and lows of plays.
Yes, the highs and lows indeed. Hopefully you'll get an injury recovery for that on Underdog. Matthew Golden left the game as well, but he had a shoulder injury. Not necessarily you're thinking straight away could be done for the rest of the year. And then Rico Dowdle, again, 130 yards on 25 carries. Also had a pair of touchdowns. I believe that was the first two rushing touchdown game of his career. But Carolina goes on the road into Green Bay against a team that had only had one loss and upsets them 16-13. And I know we've talked about this a couple times. The Carolina Panthers, once again, back above 500 with a marquee win. They were dogs by almost two touchdowns, 13.5 points. So not only does Green Bay lose the game, they lose certainly one of their top, if not their absolute top, pass catching weapon.
Yeah. Carolina physical, Kevin, and we saw it. They're physical up front on both sides of the ball. Yes. That's what's giving them chances. Because I do feel like there was a defensive player from Green Bay after the game that said, you didn't even get 100 yards. And Bryce Young was like, I got 102. And so, like, that goes back to the Jalen Hurts moment.
Hey, he goes, we won the game, MF-er, which I still think is a great retort.
And so, like, it was, but the fact that Bryce Young was up most of the game, Ike Ekwonu had a really good game at tackle. He was really good. But that's the thing. They're so physical in that middle part of their offense and defense. That's what's keeping them close in these things, giving them chances. Kevin, they might be a better team than we suspect because of that. Now, are they skilled enough? I don't think so. But they can make ugly games like this happen for sure. And they have a running back that is dead on right now.
And you had two teams in the Lions and the Packers that look like they were going to be able to pull further away. Meanwhile, the Vikings and the Panthers are able to keep their playoff hopes very much alive. And by the way, yeah, somebody just texted this in. Yes, Rico Dowdle did the Hingle McKringleberry, and he did, in fact, get flagged for that.
I mean, he got fined, too. I think it was a $15,000.
Already?
I saw something this morning that he got fined.
I did not know they usually put out the fines that fast. Well, not Key and Peele fans there, I suppose. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.